This is North Coast News on KINS.
Thank you and good morning. The sheriff's office has identified the victim in a suspected homicide in the Buck Mountain area in Dinsmore as 68-year-old Richard Dennis Falk. Falk was found lying in his front yard on Friday, and an autopsy has determined that he died as a result of gunshot wounds. No details surrounding the events that led to the shooting have been released, and no suspect has been identified. The investigation continues. On Tuesday, a Humboldt County Sheriff's deputy arrested a man wanted for triple homicide committed in Lyon County, Nevada. The deputy spotted 48-year-old McKinleyville native Scott Basquette driving on Highway 299 and, following a short vehicle pursuit, arrested him without incident. News stories from Nevada report that Basquette is accused of murdering his longtime girlfriend, 48-year-old Rebecca Driver, also a McKinleyville native, as well as her parents, Frank and Coral Evans, at their home this past Saturday. Basquette was booked into jail and awaits extradition to Nevada. The Coast Guard is asking for the public's help in identifying the suspects who have repeatedly shined a laser at Coast Guard helicopters flying over McKinleyville. The latest attack occurred on Tuesday night as pilots were training at the county airport. As the pilot approached the airport, a laser was pointed at the aircraft from a wooded area about 3 miles east of McKinleyville. The pilots immediately landed the helicopter and were taken for a medical evaluation. The lasers can cause flash blindness or temporary loss of night vision, and the act of shining a laser at an aircraft is both a federal and state crime. The Arcata Fire Protection District credits a carbon monoxide detector with alerting a sleeping family to the danger. It was just after 9 o'clock Tuesday night when Arcata Fire responded to a call that the monoxide detector had been activated. The family was able to exit the house safely, and when firefighters inspected the residence to locate the leak, they found it was caused by a water heater. The utilities were secured and the house was ventilated. No injuries were reported. A new visitor center will open in Eureka tomorrow as Humboldt Maid and the Clark Museum hold a kickoff event at the Clark Plaza tomorrow afternoon from 1 until 6 p.m. The center will feature a gift shop and a tasting room that features local beer, wine, and food produced in the county. The center will be located at the museum. A few blocks away, Humboldt Bay Fire will host its annual open house at the downtown fire station on C Street as part of National Fire Prevention Week. The theme for this year's event is Every Second Counts, Plan Two Ways Out, to remind community members to have a proper escape plan in place in case of emergency. The open house will run from 10 a.m. until 3 p.m. The City of Arcata wants to alert residents that resurfacing work will be performed on 8th Street south of Samoa Boulevard today from 7 a.m. until 7 p.m. There are parking restrictions and lane and street closures in effect. That's the KINS North Coast News. I'm Dan Squire.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.